Yes.
It is a good day, isn't it, Jennifer?
It is. Yes, it is, Jennifer. It's Monday. It's 7 after the hour. What is the, who is this that does this Good Day song?
This is our new Good Day song. I'm not quite sure.
I don't think
maybe Evan knows.
I don't think I much like it, actually. But
I actually like it. It makes me feel like I should do a little, like a little booty dance.
Ah, perfect.
You
Jennifer
know?
And the booty dance as a visualization. All right, so we're here to find out things that you need to know for your task of making it through the day conversationally, the top topics of the day. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, what is there to say about the shooting in Colorado? Probably nothing other than Antonin Scalia, perhaps the most conservative, if you will, of all of the justices on the Supreme Court, says that there's nothing hard and fast about the rules of the law and that there are exceptions that ought to be made. And the decision would be made if it came to the Supreme Court about elements in the NRA's approach or the right to bear arms when you get to point A, which is that we've gone too far, that we have too many powerful weapons that are in the hands of individuals. And it seemed like he was encouraging people, or whoever, I guess the people that might want to challenge these, let's have, everybody's got the right to bear arms, so let's get the biggest bazooka we can get in the neighborhood.
Right.
Yeah, that seems...
I understand that. I'm not for people. I think I even mentioned I'm not for people having automatic rifles and stuff like that. But you know what? And I know you hear people saying this all the time, but it is not the guns that are killing people. It is crazy people. Is it going to help us? Would they do something else if we make guns harder to get? Are they going to choke people or use gas canisters? Or, I mean, if there's a will for a crazy person, there is a way. That's
why make it easy, though? There's no point to
point
to having
it harder for people that are responsible.
What do you need a bazooka for?
You don't need a bazooka.
Okay, so that's what it
in general, because it's all going to be part of the same law.
Yeah, you don't need the big. I'm a member of the NRA. I have been since I was in high school. I took the NRA rifle course, and I don't own a gun. Don't need to own a gun. Thought it was interesting in Massachusetts. Scott Brown, who is the senator that replaced Ted Kennedy, has really separated himself from the NRA, and it's probably a safe thing to do in Massachusetts.
Right.
But Michael Bloomberg endorsed him and has vowed to help him out in any way he could, and Michael Bloomberg is very well respected in Massachusetts. So that's an interesting development. I also, as an aside, this is a real shot across the bow of these phonies in the so-called news media who have to twist and turn things around for whatever their own purposes are. The reference that I saw in the Sunday Globe article about Bloomberg referred to him as the billionaire mayor. Now, if you were mayor of Detroit and you were worth $150,000, is the article going to start, the mayor worth $150,000 in Detroit? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this is part of the course now. It's like Mitt Romney is the gazillionaire presidential.
No, he's not
candidate.
A gazillionaire. He's not.
And Michael Bloomberg is the gazillionaire mayor of New York.
Yeah,
That's how we're classified.
Because
now.
That is then the word, the important, appropriate word there to scrutinize, Jennifer. Class.
Mm-hmm.
The class. Okay, this is class warfare.
It is, because they want one big, I mean, the news media's big goal, and I think a lot of politicians' main goal, is to create a class, not many classes.
Right.
And so they want to make usins and youins and themins, basically.
Yeah,
and they want to separate people that have been successful in business.
Yeah. And that they're the bad guys because they have something you don't have, and you ought to have it. You're entitled to have what everybody else has. Why? You lazy son of a bee?
I know. I mean, my issue, I mean, I think, but that's what makes me respect Mayor Bloomberg, is the fact that he's a success. What I don't like is him telling people how to drink soda.
Well,
but,
who cares?
You know.
He's actually right, even if you don't like
him. He is right, but it should still be up to people to make their decisions.
Yeah. All right, so that takes care of the, I think, what is
we've just solved the world's problem,
we have.
I think,
and
the
now
first
we can,
10 minutes of this show.
We're done. Finished. Finito.
End scene. Okay.
All right, so Mitt Romney is traveling around put his foot in his mouth in London. There's nothing more that needs to be said about that. He's in Israel. And today, in the King David Hotel, which is a really neat hotel in Jerusalem, I remember staying there the first or second time I was there. Neat hotel. He's meeting with big Israeli donors who want to support him. And it's interesting how the classification, again, back to classifications, the classification of folks even in other countries. Having been there, I've sensed an interesting thing. In America, most people think the Jewish folks are liberal. Not so. If you go to the Hasidic communities, especially in Los Angeles, and to a lesser extent, I guess, New York and New Jersey, Newark and that area, and upstate, north of New York City, entire communities that are Hasidic. And these people are anything
very conservative,
but liberal.
Correct.
Yeah, anything. So there are a lot of people. I would love to be a fly on the wall because I'm betting some of the people that I know over there will be in attendance at this meeting as Romney holds out his hand to raise more money to buy more ads. The negative ads, by the way, continue. I think I saw $1 million radio buy starting this week in seven states that are hotly contested that could go either way. I think it's seven or eight states, nine maybe. And so Obama's buying a lot of advertising to question whether or not Mitt Romney even pays taxes.
Right.
And speculates that the reason he hasn't released his tax returns is because maybe he's not paying any taxes. What's that got to...
Look, he pays his taxes. That'll be a major problem for me if Mitt Romney is not paying his taxes. But I'm going out on a limb to say he's going to pay.
Right. Yeah.
I have to tell you, though, this weekend, Doug, I was so outraged. And this has nothing
outraged.
To do...
Jennifer's outlay.
It has nothing to do with what side of the fence that I happen to be on politically. It has to do with how the news media tries to trick you and how, as a consumer, you have to read past the headline because there's a lot of people that get their news by just reading, you know, the first paragraph. In fact, newspapers bank on you just reading the first paragraph.
Right. Yep.
So I'm reading the LA Times yesterday. Open up to page 2 and it says, Obama trumps Romney in likability poll.
Really?
Okay. So I read on. I'm like, let's see who's more likable. This was not a likability poll. This was a 10-point poll, which one of the categories were likability, and the rest of them were economy, healthcare, international relations, you know, all these different points. Right?
Yeah.
The only thing that Obama beat Romney on was likability. Romney and Obama tied on healthcare, and then Romney clearly beat Obama in confidence in, you know, in the economy and education and all this other stuff. But because the poll, the one point that Obama beat Romney on, that LA Times right there, Obama beats Romney in likability poll.
All right, so here's an example of what Jennifer's talking about. I'm looking at the headlines today from this morning's L.A. Times. Secret Service won't pay Newport Beach for police at Obama event. What do you get from that? What do you think that's about?
Oh, that means that Orange County is filled with Republicans. They don't like Obama, so they're not going to protect him when he comes to Newport Beach.
Well, actually, this is about a trip that he made there a while ago, and the Newport Beach police billed the campaign, the Obama campaign, for police security. The Secret Service says the security job was theirs. They didn't need the police, and therefore they aren't paying for them. The police were there because they wanted to be there, not because they were asked to be there by the Secret Service. So they say, so they're not paying. Or they aren't, the Obama campaign. So why would the Secret Service, though, answer for the Obama campaign would be a question that I would ask. All right, but that's the headline, Secret Service won't pay Newport Beach for police at Obama event. Next, L.A. Times story. California's newest city withering on the vine. This is the story of Jurupa Valley. I don't even know. It's in Riverside County.
Jurupa, I think.
Is it Jurupa?
Okay,
that's probably right. All right. Lawmakers tapped funds earmarked for the operation of the city because they don't have enough money to pay their bills. Isn't that pretty much like
every other city in California? Yeah.
There are a lot of problems in California. the state's closed the bankruptcy. Because
we've been broken, because not everybody here, half the state doesn't pay taxes, so the system breaks.
And the other half of the state gets free benefits and is illegal.
That's the half that I was talking about.
Yeah, right,
they don't
pay
taxes.
Yeah, but they get plenty of benefits.
Right.
Let's see, what other headlines are there from the LA Times mentioning that President Clinton given key role at Democratic convention. This is he supposedly places Obama's name in nomination, and we'll talk about how the last time the budget was in good shape was when he was president, therefore elect another Democrat. The only thing that's left out of that is the last 4 years.
I wish we
could
re-elect Bill Clinton. I can't believe I'm saying it.
I do too. I think we'd all be, or most of us be pretty comfortable with that. At any rate, we are scrutinizing what's going on, what people are talking about, or what they will be talking about. You're ahead of the curve on the Good Day program at 18 past the hour.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
It's the worst.
Coming up, our usual comedy connection, and then Roseanne is in the news today. She's one of those people you don't have to say, like Simon. You don't have to say what their last names are.
Just Roseanne. She's like Madonna.
Right. So the Chick-fil-A discussion continues with Roseanne on one side of it. The mayor of Boston clarifies his stance on having Chick-fil-A in Boston. And a lot of hoopla about that. And what's going on in the news in New Orleans? 21 after on Good Day.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Estimated that 1 billion people watch the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics tonight in London. You know what's fascinating? With all the diversity, whether men or women, regardless of race or religion, all those 1 billion people are thinking the same thing. Why is the American team wearing French berets? What's that all about? What's the little horse thing? Well, in the opening ceremony tonight, at one point, Kenneth Branagh came out dressed as the world's shortest Abraham Lincoln. I didn't understand what that was. Well, you know, in the opening ceremony, they had scores of farm animals in the stadium. Sheep were everywhere. I didn't even know that was an Olympic event. Sounds more like the Redneck Olympics. I don't know, what is that?
Here's a crazy story. A man in New York survived a 40-foot fall with minor injuries after he tried to sneak into a Nickelback concert. Concert-goers said it was a traumatic experience. And then they heard about the guy who fell 40 feet. And they go, this is too much.
All right. There's Jimmy Fallon joking about the man who survived the 40-foot fall.
And mostly Nickelback.
Yeah, apparently. All right, so it's 25 after the hour. You're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, who's in charge of trends and social media and that sort of thing. So how are we pumping up that today, my dear? Oh, I'm not supposed to call you my dear. I'm not supposed to call you.
You can call me whatever you want. Right. Actually, I'm going to have to... I haven't posted up our question of the day yet, but I'm brewing because I actually watched the Olympics over the weekend.
And I
never do. So mm-hmm. I actually have a couple of questions that I'm going to pose for our fans over at Facebook. But over the weekend, we were following a few things, including... some weekend wishes, and we got some back from you, so thank you for that. And then we also talked about the Chick-fil-A deal, and if you think that it was too far, basically, you know, who were you for? The people that are protesting, the people that were against, and you know what? Everybody says that it was just a really dumb move from Chick-fil-A. That seems to be the consensus. That it was a dumb move from Chick-fil-A to get involved in an issue like this one. But Loretta said, don't let...
Chick-fil-A didn't get involved. The owner of Chick-fil-A got
exactly.
involved. The fellow who controls Chick-fil-A, not...
And that's what they're saying. It's
Chick-fil-A.
Not a smart business move. But Loretta said, don't like their policies. Stay away. It's still a free country. Barely. We have choices. Hell says, private individuals and businesses may speak on any opinion they wish. I'm just glad it isn't the government speaking out on this subject. Mm. Nita said, everyone is entitled to their opinion. Dina said, they're entitled to run their business within the constraints of the law. It's up to the public to decide whether to patronize them or not. Sean said, funny how those who preach tolerance are the most intolerant of all and the biggest spewers of hate. The First Amendment only exists if your opinion is theirs.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. Yeah.
The mayor of Boston, known as Mumbles Menino, because he talked like a hopper-carrier's has extraordinary control over the city. He could run for 100 years and win. He has... in the last 4 or 5 days, talked a lot about having Chick-fil-A in Boston. Says, we can't have this here. But when he was buttonholed over the weekend, said he wouldn't change his stance against Chick-fil-A because of its opposition to gay marriage. But he said he really can't do anything to prevent them from setting up shop in Boston. He said he would do everything he could to stop them, but he realizes that he can't. Because even though he's got a bully pulpit, and he can point his finger, and he can make a lot of noise, he is not in charge of building permits, and he can't tell somebody who to give a building. He can't tell the building department who they could just sue the hell out of him and boss him look silly. So he says, I'm guilty as charged for not supporting them, but I can't do anything. And the same is true wherever they apply. They can go anywhere they want, as well they ought to be able to
and
get.
And they should be able to. Exactly. If you don't want to go, don't go.
No, exactly. You don't want to eat their stuff? Don't. I think we ought to have a pig filet. I just think we ought to open it. Let's open a new restaurant. Pig filet. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Smart travelers already know that national park travel is a good way to get value out of your vacation. But the truly savvy travelers know that having a great experience doesn't necessarily mean following the herd. What do I mean by that? Well, national park travel is officially hot, with visitorship rising nearly 4% last year. But you might be surprised to learn there are a grand total of 392 units in the national park system. That includes national seashores, recreational areas, and marine preserves. There are some really cool accessible parks that don't have crowds. I'm talking about places like the North Cascades National Park in Washington and the Guadalupe Mountains, which is home to the highest point in all of Texas. The Great Sand Dunes National Park in Colorado has one of the most unique views in the country. You can stand on the rolling sand dunes and look at snow-capped mountains off in the distance. It's all about discovering those unexpected places that make you a traveler, not a tourist. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Welcome back to the rest of the story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
After a lifetime of waiting, Kenneth and Kim had their retirement trip to Italy at last. Their guide brought them to Trevi Fountain and told them the legend. With your back to the fountain, toss coins in the pond. Toss one, you'll return to Rome. Toss two, you'll fall in love. Toss three, you'll fall in love with Rome. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance and assistance.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional prices for new merchandise. Offer valid July 30th through August 25th, 2012.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Day program. Jennifer Horn is here along with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Now, involved in my day job, which is swatting flies. It's been so dry here.
You know what mine is?
Flies are abundant. Yes, what's yours?
Okay, so I actually have this weird, and this is serious.
Yeah?
Have you ever had a big toe cramp?
I have, in fact.
And it hurts. Like, it affects your ability to, like, actually walk from room to room of your house.
Oh, yeah. Phantom.
And so I thought that I could try to massage it out on the break, and I can't. I just stepped on it indoors.
Medical news from Jennifer Horn here on
You swat your flies, and I'll massage my
Good day program. All right, we're bringing you up to date on things that are going on around the country conversationally. The city of New Orleans had a newspaper, EIEIO. And now it has no longer a newspaper, EIEIO.
Really?
The New Orleans Register had a new staff of 10, maybe 20 people. Apparently the city is not supportive any longer, lost its daily newspaper. So the NPR radio station have a new website, and they are claiming the local news position. This has happened a lot in smaller communities where the newspaper only publishes once a week.
Yeah.
Or the local news station that has, the local radio station that's been smart, has created an image that, in essence, supplants the need for a newspaper. And that's why they've gone out of business anyway, because people get their news online these days or from other sources. The fact that we're talking about what's in the news here for a whole hour, not that we don't, in the normal context of the whole program, talk about what's in the news. We have fun with the issues, and mostly there's a slant leaning toward women's interpretation. Well, let's see, how do we judge that? Well, I'll have three, during the next two or three hours of the program, I have three women on with me, and that perhaps gives you a little idea.
You're such a man.
Of what the slant is. So anyway, NPR heads a consortium that includes civic leaders and local companies who are upset about the newspaper going away. Remember the Times-Picayune? That's how they pronounce it. P-I-C-A-Y-U-N-E. They
take your word.
There was one. Well, there was one newspaper. There were two newspapers in town, and then there were one. Then there were one. Then there was one. And now the local New Orleans newspaper. Whenever I was in New Orleans, I always wondered about this. Why do they have, what's the significance? Anybody from New Orleans knows why they called it the Times-Picayune? What does P-I-C-A-Y-U-N-E mean? Got to have some local, is it a local, I've never been to any place that I could think of that was called.
How do you spell it?
P-I-C-A-Y-U-N-E. They've cut their publications down.
It's a Spanish coin.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the significance of that in New Orleans, one would wonder? New Orleans is a French
There's
city.
There's a city of Picayune in Pearl River County, Mississippi.
Anyway, somebody will call us. We'll sit here and shrug. We're supposed to be giving people something to think about or to talk about rather than, all right, what is the meaning of this? 800-510-8255. So they are doing 3 days a week. They're printing a newspaper in New Orleans 3 days a week. Hurricane Katrina still being blamed for the fact that the economy is so bad, people aren't running businesses, advertisers have gone away.
So?
Let's see here. Where are there other newspapers that are going away? Alabama losing newspapers. Michigan losing newspapers. So there are people in New Orleans that want to buy this newspaper. It belongs to a company called Advance Publication, which is a news house family. And they've cut down newspaper publishing in a number of places, including Alabama and Michigan. That's why I cited away from a seven-day schedule. What good's a newspaper if it doesn't, in a city like New Orleans, if you don't have a daily newspaper? Who's going to give it any credibility? They're cutting their own throat.
And Louisiana, so it's got, New Orleans has quite a bit of crime and stuff that I would think you would need to know about, even if it was just a smaller newspaper. I mean, they could have cut the size of the paper down.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a lot of entertainment. I mean, besides just the negative stuff. I mean,
there's a lot
New Orleans
of baloney
itself has
in most
a lot
newspapers.
Of stuff going on, though. I mean, they could report on that.
There's a lot of baloney, a lot of BS.
I would guess their problem, probably their biggest problem, is that people go to New Orleans. It's more of a tourist destination. Yeah. I would guess after Katrina, not as many of the residents moved back. But so maybe they're suffering that way.
Yeah, it could have been. All right, so back to the Chick-fil-A debate. And Roseanne, I was telling you earlier on about the mayor of Boston involved in this. So what's Roseanne? This is another example.
Well, this is presidential candidate Roseanne Barr. Don't forget.
Oh, right. That's right, too. I forgot.
You know, and we actually, as I recall, we were actually in agreement with her about something a few weeks ago, but now not so much. She's gotten caught up in this whole Chick-fil-A debate, and she says that she supports same-sex marriage. So she took to Twitter last week and said anyone who eats the S-word, filet, deserves to get the cancer that is sure to come from eating antibiotic-filled tortured chickens for Christ. That's very nice. Twitter weren't too happy about that. They fought back, and they were disgusted that she wished cancer upon Christians and supporters of Chick-fil-A, which caused her to respond again. Christian liars, I never wished cancer on you at all. Jesus will punish you for your deceit. I said processed foods cause cancer. Hashtag Chick-fil-A.
Well, processed foods do cause cancer. So she's not wrong.
But she did say anyone who eats blank filet deserves to get cancer.
Yeah.
That's in her quote from Twitter.
Yeah, that's typical.
She did finally apologize, though, because she got more and more negative tweets after that last one. She said, rereading my tweet, I realized that I used the wrong word. I shouldn't have used the word deserve, she wrote. What I meant was not that people deserve cancer at all. I meant to warn people not to eat processed food. So there you go.
All right. So that stands on its own.
I love it how they back.
Yeah. It reminds me of what Mitt Romney said about London. Let's keep backpedaling.
Backpedal.
Oh, backwards. Okay. I admit to not knowing anything about comedian Dane Cook, other than he's apparently an A.H.
Well, he did some stand-up, pretty funny guy, got a couple of movie deals, and then you haven't heard about him in the last couple of years. He's been kind of on the down low, I think, but not anymore. Everybody's talking about him now.
Because
he decided to make some jokes about the shooting in Colorado.
That's a really funny.
Yeah, too soon.
Hysterical.
I don't think we can make those jokes. No.
How could you make them at all?
He was saying that, I think it was something like he heard the guy came into the movie theater about 25 minutes into the movie, and then he started making fun of how bad the movie was and said that somebody wished to be shot because the movie was so bad. That was essentially what his joke was, and that then the guy obliged, obviously. He did apologize, though, on Twitter, where everybody goes. I'm telling you, Twitter like the new, press conference, I suppose. I guess so.
Yeah.
He said he's devastated by the recent tragedy in Colorado. He didn't mean to make light of what happened. He said he made a bad judgment call with material that he did in his show last night and regret making a joke at such a sensitive time. My heart goes out to all the families
all
and friends of the victims.
So take him as face value stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand. He probably, you know, sometimes comedians are a little skewed because they're so sarcastic and...
Why is it that we laugh at things? That's why I don't find their comedy. I don't find most comedy amusing because we had a short-lived attempt at trying to put comedians back on Friday. Just said, no, I don't think so.
No.
At any rate, the other item here is the ongoing focus on the Olympics. Lots and lots and lots of things going on at the Olympics. Some of the big storylines coming up in a moment. The poll on Friday at DougStefan.com. Are you planning to watch the Olympics? 29% of you who said, I'll catch the highlights on the news. 22% of you said, I'd be watching every minute I can. 18% of you said, I don't plan to watch any of the Olympics. 16% said, I watch the opening ceremonies. 15% said, I'll check on some of the games as we get the results online. So not a lot of great support, enthusiastic support. Seats empty.
Really?
And the criticism from the people running the event in London was that these people who have a lot of corporate sponsors that buy blocks of seats and they give them to their clients, but the clients aren't there or they aren't, for whatever the reason, enthusiastic about the Olympics. So the Olympic Committee found people on the street who wanted to sit and watch so that they would have full stands instead of the athletes looking up and seeing nobody in the stands. Which should
it's
be a psychological...
It's breaking all kinds of TV records for NBC.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Watching it's doing
it?
Really, really well.
Didn't count me in that group.
I always just feel so stupid. I actually watched a little of the opening ceremony, and watching the Parade of Countries, I'm like, where'd that one come from?
Yeah. All right. They've already had a couple of defections and people asking for asylum, mostly from Somalia. You can understand that if you know anything about Somalia. So some more from the Olympics. We'll fall into that hole, Jennifer. Why not, right?
Why not?
The Olympics coming in a matter of moments here. This is the Doug Stefan Good Day program. Do you have any sore, achy joints?
Yes,
sore,
my toe.
Achy joints. Jennifer has sore, achy joints. They're a fact of life for many of you, especially as you get older. There's a large study that recently was conducted by the government, which showed that only one quarter of users saw any relief from the standard glucose and chondroitin tablets that you get, or powder form, maybe liquid form. The product that I started using a few weeks ago, it's really kind of cool, Jennifer, is called Ultra Joint. Ultra Joint combines a new cartilage repairing compound with an anti-inflammatory and joint-specific vitamins, minerals, and herbs that make this the most complete joint formula available anywhere. Called Ultra Joint. You can chuckle about it if you want to. Oh, I'm going to the Ultra Joint for lunch. In fact,
no, it just sounds like a superhero to me. Ultra Joint!
Ultra Joint! La, 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 la. In fact, this new compound that is extracted from eggshell membranes is so powerful. In a clinical study, 70% of the users reported improved flexibility and pain and pain relief in just 10 days. Pain relief in 10 days. I remember giving glucosamine and chondroitin to a couple of people on the farm, and they said after they took them for a day, didn't do anything for me. I think you got to work at this a little bit. But 10 days is quick. Ultra Joint, safe, FDA registered, and it really works. The makers of Ultra Joint so confident it'll work for you, they want to offer you a free trial offer so you can find out for yourself how Ultra Joint works. You'll pay $4.95 shipping and handling. If you go online, you can visit cardiol.net/ultra. That's cardiol.net/ultra. Or you can call 888-809-6424 to order Ultra Joint. Ultra Joint. It'll get the pain in check. You don't have to live with it anymore. Order this product now. Cardiol.net/ultra. Or call them to order your free supply, 888-809-6424.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
Yeah, it's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. Summer is the perfect time for travel. Don't let foodborne illness spoil your experience. Robert Prevendar, NSF International food safety expert, has a few tips.
Food safety starts with understanding what to look for. Avoid foods that require lots of handling before serving or that contain raw or undercooked meat or seafood. Wash your hands before eating and handling food and choose produce you can wash and peel.
NSF International is a public health and safety organization that tests and certifies consumer products. Robert provides tips for safe eating and drinking while traveling this summer.
If you're unsure about the quality of local water, don't consume beverages that may be mixed with it, such as juices and sodas from fountain machines, and importantly, beverages containing ice. Freezing does not kill most microorganisms.
For the complete list of summer travel food safety tips, visit nsf.org/consumer.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the
worst. That stuff works.
Yes, right. It does.
So the poll today at DougStephan.com, which discontinued Summer Olympic sport would you like to see brought back? A, baseball. B, softball. C, lacrosse. D, polo. E, I think the games are fine as they are. Swimmer Ryan, is it, how do you pronounce that name? L-O-C-H. Lochte.
Lochte, yes. He was a rock star. Wow.
So he beat out, didn't...
Phelps was like embarrassing.
Was huffing and puffing, and he only needed three more gold medals, and he would have beaten the record, but he's going to get...
Yeah. I shouldn't say he was embarrassing, because I couldn't swim any better than him. But yeah, he didn't medal. Barely qualified by only like a point.
But who can do... You know, that's it.
And then he came in fourth.
He's done such great work. How dare people criticize him?
That's what I said. I'm not going to call him embarrassing.
All right. 41.
He had a bad day. Let's just say that.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355. 213-405-5355 or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
All right, 53 past the hour. Hello to our friends in Lexington, Kentucky, Jennifer.
Hello.
Make sure we're paying attention to those folks in Roanoke, Lynchburg area. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Love Lynchburg, Roanoke College.
I love, yes. Virginia.
Indiana, the Fort Wayne area, Jackson, Mississippi, a couple of different places in New Jersey checking in, and the Melbourne area of Florida. How do you do? Worcester, Massachusetts. Worcester, Massachusetts. Time now for us to spend a moment or two trying to make your life better or understand what's going on in the world of technology anyway. Our reporter is Shelley Palmer, and he's here to update us on Facebook and its first earnings report since becoming a public company. The earnings report was hosted by Mark Zuckerberg and some other Facebook executives.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Facebook has had its first earnings call since becoming a public company, hosted by Mark Zuckerberg and other Facebook executives. Though its revenue was slightly higher than predicted and it reported a gain in users, shareholders were not impressed. Advertising made up 86% of its revenue, with sponsored stories bringing in over $1 million a day. Sponsored stories rolled out this year, and it allows for posts to be promoted and shown to more followers for a fee. Mr. Zuckerberg articulated the need for more social advertising, since now most ads on Facebook are traditional ads that can't be seen in mobile, an area that Facebook sees growing steadily. In fact, Sponsored Stories is Facebook's only ad product that can be seen on mobile devices. About half of Facebook's nearly 1 billion users access Facebook via mobile. According to Zuckerberg, that's up 67% from a year ago. When asked about a Facebook phone, Zuck said it wouldn't make sense for the company. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania!
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional prices for new merchandise. Offer valid July 30th through August 25th, 2012. And applies to select new and pre-leased items at marked in store. See store for complete details.
During World War II, this major automobile company answered President Roosevelt's call for an arsenal of democracy and provided more than $12 billion worth of material to the war effort. Today, nearly 5,000 current employees, 45,000 retirees have served their country. Brian Osich brings us up to date.
From programs such as the Achilles Freedom Team of Wounded Veterans to the Hiring Our Heroes program, GM does more than just manufacture cars, trucks, and crossovers. It has proudly supported the U.S. military since 1917, when 90% of the trucks GM built were used for the war effort. GM's Linda Stouffer.
We celebrate America's heroes in a number of ways, including our sponsorship of the Military Times Service Member of the Year Awards. We also continue to sell cars, trucks, and crossovers, and we're equally proud to offer the most generous military discount on our products of any automaker.
The Military Times Service Member of the Year Award honors a serviceman or woman in each of the services who've demonstrated pride, dedication, and courage beyond what is expected. This year's recipients are U.S. Army Sergeant Stephen Davidson, Master Sergeant Brandon Lambert, Hospital Corpsman First Class Maria Decina Taylor, Ensign Stacy Smith, and Staff Sergeant Jesse McDonald. For more, visit Facebook.com/GM Military Program. That's Newsbreak from GM.
Hi, Jennifer is going to be following this all-star edition of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter and Facebook. You're going to check that out. And the poll, as usual, at DougStefan.com. It seems almost old-fashioned to refer to that.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.